You never know when someone's going to come across it and you're going to be that first person that kind of shows them a new field or just teaches them something new. And you know that could be a potential connection down the road. They take that information you provided them and they run with it.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
Hello, everybody. This is Javier Hinojo. I am your host of the Naked Truth about real estate investing. And today I have Preston White. Jade, how do I pronounce your last name? Is that right?
I can't see, man.
I'm 43. Nah, everyone, I just turned 43. And then the letters on your Zoom call and your background. I just taught R-E something. All right. Yeah. Well, I'm terrible at it, at the last names, but sorry about that. Look, guys, I have a PW Capital, and I know you guys are missing Braden. That's your third musketeer.
Three musketeers.
There you go, your third musketeer. You guys, at least you guys know the musketeers. There's a couple of things I want to talk about in the show with you guys. You guys are doing multifamily investing. You guys are young. We're going to talk about that, the concept between being starting young or starting older, right? Like I have my white hairs, but I leave them there because it gives me more credibility, you know? So I'll let my white hair grow the older I get. But the biggest thing that I get from people is from real estate. Everybody tells me all the time, I wish I would have started when I was younger. So we're going to hit that. We're going to hit about what your company does. And PW, what does it stand for? You guys, we're not going to tell you, but you guys can come up with your own.
You guys can throw some ideas at us because PW.
Yeah, throw some ideas for PW.
But, you know, we're thinking powerful wealth, you know, perpetual wealth,
property wealth.
All those are good. Definitely all those good are good. Stuff. So I'm going to go ahead and let you guys introduce yourselves, kind of where you're at, where you live, something about you, and then introduce your company.
Yeah, I'm Preston White. I'm with PW Capital, Powerful Wealth. So one of the things that we live by, us youngsters, we're a group of young guns. And the thing that we live by is we are here to make mistakes young, learn now, rather than later when we can't afford to take as much risk. I have a daughter. She's 1 year old. And right now, I say, okay, there's no more going backwards. There's no more procrastinating. There's no more wasting time. I have to 100% focus on my family and my kids' future. I have to do something where I can create generational wealth for my kids. And so right now, I see it as I have a one-year-old. By the time that she's 5 and in school, and we're, like, situated in a house, I'm not going to be able to take as much risk as I am right now. So I have to fail as fast as possible right now, learn from all those mistakes, so that way I can grow as fast as possible and build our wealth now while we're young. So that way, as we get older, we can actually share some of that wisdom and partner up with people and, you know, give to the next generation.
Awesome, Preston. Appreciate that. Jade?
Yeah, I'm Jade Reichs. I deal with a lot of the acquisitions and marketing here at PW Capital. A little bit of backstory on me. I started my first business when I was 16 years old. I started a Lakeweed landscaping and lawn care business. And then I got into single family housing rentals right out of high school. And I'm still at the University of Minnesota here, and I run track and field as well in the Big Ten. So I'm really involved. Got a lot of things on my plate, but, you know, I love to stay busy. I love to hustle, and I love to take on opportunities. So, yeah.
That's awesome, guys. You guys are young. Like Preston hit the nail on the head. Like, hey, make your mistakes. You can recover a lot quicker, right? Mm-hmm. And you can take more risk. So that's awesome. One of the biggest things that I kind of see from you guys is you guys do a lot of networking.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you guys do a lot of networking. And I talk about that all the time, guys. Network, because you're going to connect with people that can help you out, right? If you have a weak spot.
Yep.
Right. And then you plug somebody in there and it helps you out. At the same time, you guys have your own, you know, you guys bring something also, right? So tell me a little bit about PW Capital. What do you guys do there? What's your main focus?
Yeah. So PW Capital, we focus on syndication. And if anybody doesn't know what syndication is raising the money through private equity in order to get the down payment for one of these commercial deals. We focus on value add opportunities in the commercial real estate space, over 100 units. So right now we have a 272 unit deal that we're just finishing up the raise on. And this one was pure value add. Mom and pop owner, it was mismanaged. They didn't have a property manager in place. They were managing it themselves. Some of the rents they haven't renewed for the last 10 years. So it was way under market value. Yeah, 10 years. And there's some rents as low as $200 a month, $400 a month. It's just insanely low. And the market rents in that area are upwards of $800.
Wow, that's
and
crazy.
I would say that the most expensive rent on that one is a two-bedroom, two-bath for $700. And half of them are one-bed, one-bath, and the other half are two-bed, two-bath. And so we focus on finding those diamonds in the rough where we can implement some type of value add, get it stabilized, and then resell for a profit.
Yep. And another thing that we really specialize in and really excel at, and I think that's just kind of an advantage of us being younger and just kind of being more technologically savvy, where we're really good at utilizing different social media platforms and digital marketing strategies to really help promote our business and our investments. We've really utilized all the different social media platforms. We've ran, you know, digital social media marketing campaigns and stuff. And we've all been just trying to kind of create our own network, create our own group. And just some of those things are just being young and ambitious and just kind of doing things a little bit differently than a lot of people in the field have done in the past. And just kind of utilizing new strategies and bringing them towards the field has been one of our main objectives and priorities as well.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, technology. I'm a big advocate for technology. I love easy buttons, so I don't want to put it together, right? I want to find someone that's good at it and be like, hey, this is what I want to do.
That's right.
And, make it work, right?
Yep.
And,
yeah, TikTok. TikTok's powerful.
Yeah,
I
for
made
sure.
a bet and I was like, I'm going to get 1,000 followers in a week. I was on vacation. I had never tried TikTok. And I was like, I'm going to get 1,000 followers in a week. Watch. TikTok has the algorithm in place and we can utilize this platform to grow and scale immensely. I got 1,000 followers in a week. I made one video that went viral at 144,000 views, 3,000 likes, boom, blew up, got the 1,000 followers. You get one video to just blow up and you can scale and grow that platform and make it to your benefit.
Yep. And just utilizing these different social media platforms, like even TikTok has been kind of, I mean, widely known as just kind of a waste of time from a lot of the videos and content on there. But as we've kind of reshaped our own portfolios and our own profiles on these programs, we've actually been able to draw certain people over to our other platforms and programs and towards our website, towards our, you know, Facebook, Instagram, and all these other things. So, and TikTok, I mean, as we're just kind of on the topic, I mean, it's currently the number one highest watch time out of all social media platforms. So, I mean, utilizing that, utilizing the different algorithms and pulling from those, using, you know, different strategies to hit and get yourself on different For You pages and kind of get yourself trending has been really huge in us kind of growing our following and our network amongst people in the space and people who even aren't in the space. You know, you never know when someone's going to come across it and you're going to be that first person that kind of shows them a new field or just teaches them something new. And you know, that could be a potential connection down the road. They take that information you provided them and they run with it. So
yeah, it's all about getting your reach out there as quickly as you can and providing some good content. And then you connect with somebody, they like you, they trust you, they either give you money or they bring a project or they somehow they can collaborate with you in some other way, right?
Yep.
So talking about social media, how do people get a hold of you guys? So go ahead and I know I have some of your links. If I don't have your links, make sure you send them to me so they can be on the show notes for everybody.
Yeah, so on any of our social media platforms, all of our social media platforms are called profiles are all called PW Capital Investments. And on each one of these, there's a link tree. And if you click that link in any of our bios, it'll give you access to every single social media platform we're on, our website, you know, YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram. If you click that link tree, you'll be able to get access to everything we're a part of. So that can be found on any of our social media platforms at PW Capital Investments.
Cool.
So that's at PW Capital Investments. You can look me up personally, Preston White or Jade Rikes, and you'll be able to pull our network up and be able to get access to
it. All right, I'm going to do it now. Let me see if I am following you guys. And if I'm not, I will do it now. PW Capital Investments. So I will follow now. Bam.
There we go.
Boom.
All right.
Love to hit you the follow back.
So you got one extra follower. So
there
follow
we go.
Back. I just barely went over my 10,000 on Instagram.
There you go.
Weekend. I was super excited.
Congrats.
I hit my first goal and the next goal is 100K. So hopefully hopefully a lot quicker than the 10K.
Yeah. So
going scaling like a beast. I like that.
Sure.
Hey, look, I'm in my 40s. I know you guys are like in your 20s. So one thing I don't do is I don't dance. So I don't know if you guys dance on your TikTok, but I definitely don't dance.
No, you'll not find me dancing on any TikToks. If you do, let me know. I'll get that taken down ASAP.
Awesome. So right now, what are you guys working on right now? I know you have a raise coming up, and there's a building. You guys are going to close on that. When's the closing date? And then what do you guys have coming up?
So we're seeking our next acquisition right now. I don't want to jinx anything, but I currently have a 145 unit in the pipeline, purchase price $10.5 million. That's $77,000 a door. It's a value add monster. Also, the resale on that would be $16 million. That's something I have in the loop right now that I'm working on. Our primary focus is finishing up this $2 million raise on the 272 unit that we're working on right now. As soon as we finish up that one, we're trying to work on getting the next acquisition going right away. So we try to have the system going on where we have one under contract and we close that one out. As soon as we close that acquisition, we have a next deal lined up, ready to go, and have all the key partners lined up so that way we can take down that deal to its fullest potential. So if we don't have those key partners lined up, then we're not going to be able to have our pipeline filled so that way we can be as proactive in the space as possible. With every person that we network with, we want to have some type of value that we can offer. If we don't have a value add that we can offer during a conversation, we could be missing out on an opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome, guys. So one of the things that I noticed when you guys reached out, we were having a conversation. Well, we met back in Orlando last year, and you're like, hey, what can we do? You know, how can we bring value to you? And I love that because, you know, I get the message, say, hey, Javier, can I pick your brain? You know, I'm like, and I've never heard from this person ever, right? And like, okay, you know, let's have a chat. But, you know, you guys are like, hey, what can we do to bring value to you? You know, what do you need? How can we help you? You're like, maybe we can or maybe we can't, but you're going to give it a shot, right? So I thought that was pretty neat. And guess what? Like now you're on the podcast, right? So
yeah,
it's super cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like the fact that you guys go out there and want to give some kind of value, which I believe that's definitely key.
Young guns, right?
Yeah. So who's the oldest at the firm?
Technically, Braden's the oldest. He's an old folk. He's 23.
23. That's the old guy, man. Can't believe an old guy.
That's the old guy. I'm 22. And Jade, how old are you? 21. You just turned 21. 21.
21, 22, 23. That is awesome. Guys, yesterday I just celebrated my 24th year anniversary. So I've been married longer than you guys have been alive.
Congratulations.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Appreciate it. Yes, thank you.
I've been married 2 years.
There you go. It's like 5 minutes, guys. It feels like 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Underwater. Yeah. It feels like underwater.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding. That's why I've been married a lot of time. My wife's like, I don't know how I put up with you. I don't know how she does either. So.
Can I share one thing real quick to the viewers?
Yeah, go ahead.
So Gary Vee preaches this a lot. And I wasn't an advocate to this very much when I was first hearing it. But he says, don't get sold on this get rich quick type of scheme. You know, real estate is not a get rich quick type of thing, but it's a get rich for sure if you play your cards right. So I see a lot of people that want to just focus on getting rich. And their eyes are on the money, 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 money. I want to make millions. I want to make millions. And they try to make them, they get sold on making that money before they develop a good system. And so there's one guy that I learned a lesson from. He was a mentor of mine. And he was preaching for scaling your levels of wealth. Meaning that first, you got to figure out how to get out of the rat race of paying your bills. So when you're making that $50,000 to $60,000, you're kind of, you know, you're stuck. You're like sold to the system. Then you got to figure out, okay, how can I make over $100,000? So get in between $100,000 to $300,000. Okay, now you're getting a little bit more stable. You're starting to be able to provide some value to more people. And so then you're like, okay, I'm at $100,000 to $300,000. Now let's figure out how I can get to $1 million to $3 million. That's where we're at right now. We're like, okay, how can we make $1 million to $3 million a year instead of in that $300,000 a year range? So then once you get to 1 to 3 million, okay, how can I get from 10 to 30 million? So you just scale. And it's not a race. You don't have to get there fast, but you got to get to each level before you can move forward.
Yeah, so one of the things, a lot of people get discouraged, right? Because real estate or any kind of business, it's depends, right? Most of them are not easy, right? So it's not easy to, you know, be successful, right? And if it was easy, everybody would do it, right? So you got to be persistent. You can't give up. I'm sure you have your ups and downs. So what has been one of the biggest mistakes or downs that you guys have encountered in so far in real estate?
I would say
I just want to give that question. You know,
yeah, okay. So I'll answer first. I guess the number one issue that I see, and I guess it's kind of us starting out as well, but the number one issue I see with people who just fail in business is that they don't invest in themselves. They don't invest in their own education. They become too reliant on someone else to fulfill certain tasks, to do certain things. And when a certain relationship or a certain project or whatever doesn't work out, you know, they're left high and dry because they don't know how to fill those shoes. So I think just the number one thing to succeed in business is just investing in yourself, investing in your own knowledge, and investing in your education. Because, I mean, for me and Preston as well, I mean, for what we know and what we, and I'm sure you as well in the space, you know, if you lost everything today, you know, you lost your business or whatever, like you'd be able to build it back up because you know how to structure it. You know how to build it. You know, the foundational cores that are needed to operate and run a successful business. So without like that knowledge and just being completely reliant on other people, I think that's where people fail the most, is just, I mean, cutting corners and not fully investing in themselves and their own knowledge and education. So I would say that's where, and me, like, you know, some, I love to just jump into things right away. Like I get excited about something and I want to just jump into it, but I might not have all the knowledge or tools right away. So sometimes I get ahead of myself. And I mean, that's been a couple of things where times where I've kind of come up short in certain things in business. But now that we are more educated, I feel like even if everything fell apart, like something we all burn down or something, you know what I mean? Like we'd be able to figure out how to overcome it and get back to where we are in a much shorter period of time.
That is definitely true. Definitely true. Right. You lose it all. You've done it once. You can always do it again. It's a lot easier. Kristen.
Yeah. I'm definitely an advocate of that too. I mean, education is everything. Investing back in yourself, that is everything. The year that we started in this, we invested as a company over $150,000 into education right off the bat. We wanted to make sure that anything that we were preaching or that we were putting out there was truthful. And so our business is built around integrity and trust. And so we wanted to make sure that we were able to bring that integrity to the table. And that when we told somebody that we were going to do something for them or that we were going to create some type of a partnership around it, that we could keep our word on it and make sure that we fulfilled that task. And so I'd say one of the biggest struggles for me personally is just I jump into things very quickly. And I was just over trusting. And so there, I see this rule of the first deal. Rule of the first deal is you get so attached to that first deal and you're trying to sell everybody on that first deal. And you're like, okay, I know this deal is going to work. And you're just so passionate about it. And then when everything hits the fan, you're like, oh my gosh, this person screwed me over. This person, you know, didn't understand the value of this deal, but the deal just didn't work. You know, I spent a lot of time and money flying out all over the country to different properties just for the deal to not amount to anything. And there was places where I trusted my money with specific people and I put it over there and I used that as a learning lesson. I ended up losing it, but I used it as a learning lesson because it's like every single mistake that I make financially is going to shape me and my character. So the first mistake that I made in real estate was I lost $15,000 on a real estate deal. And for me, that was a lot. You know, that was majority of what I had at the time. And I was like, oh, wow. You know, but instead of me saying, oh, this doesn't work. You know what? Forget real estate. I'm not good at it. I took it as a learning lesson. And I said, you know what? I said this to my wife. I said, that was probably the best thing that could have ever happened to me because I learned something. I learned that you have to fail in order to learn, to grow and scale yourself and know how to prevent those mistakes later in the future.
That's awesome, guys. So you gotta be persistent, right? And you know, I tell everybody all the time, like being motivated, I think it sucks. I think the word motivation shouldn't even exist because you know, sometimes Jay, you're not motivated to go hit the track, right? You're not motivated. Oh man,
ask anybody. Right?
but you got a purpose, right? You're like, man, I gotta do this, right? You got this vision you gotta get, man. So, you know, screw motivation. Like, man, I just gotta go do it.
Yeah, and I would say accountability every single day over motivation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Self-accountability. Sure. Yeah, that's definitely key. So, man, I can't believe you guys are in your early 20s. You guys definitely look young, but, you know, don't act young, don't speak young, which is great because really for you guys, the sky definitely is the limit because you guys have a lot of time. You guys have plenty of time.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
Like Preston was saying, it's not a get rich tomorrow. It take you 5 years. Guys, if it takes you 10 years, it'd be like in your early 30s. Most people work until they die.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I was going to say 60. No, not really. Not. It's like until they die. Really.
They work until they die and then end up having nothing to show for it. And, you know, we're trying to create that generational wealth so that we have something to show for it. And that's what everybody tries to do. Not just us. Everybody wants to do that. It's just that there's different struggles that everybody's facing in life, and they're just not able to hit those benchmarks.
All right. So before I go to the best part of the show, which is my roulette, I want you guys to give just one tip to everybody out there who's in their early 20s, maybe their teens. A word of advice, right? You guys been doing this for a while. Just give them out there one tip. I'll let you go first, Jade.
I would just say, like, quit making excuses because you're young. You know, quit making excuses to not start something because, you know, you're too young. It's not the right time. It's never going to be the right time. You know what I mean? If you're in college, you're in high school, you know, you're 60 years old, there's always going to be an excuse to not do something, to not start something. You're going to say, I'm too young. Maybe I'll start something when I'm 30. But then when you're 30, you know, you might have a wife, kids, something to provide for. So I think take risks while you're young. While you're young, you know, you don't have a lot to lose. The worst case scenario, you start a business and it doesn't work out and you move on to the next thing. But, you know, I mean, as you get older, I mean, starting a business when you're 55, if you pour all your money into this business and it doesn't work out, well, then you're screwed. Then you're never going to retire. So I think just quit making excuses while you're young. Never use because you're too young as an excuse. I think a lot of people are plenty capable of being super successful while they're young. And I would just say stop making excuses for yourself and just go after it.
Awesome. Preston, what would be your one tip?
I'll add to that. Self-accountability. Self-accountability is key. There are tons of people that make excuses and say, like, it's because of this, it's because of that. Oh, well, I'm just not shaped for that. I just can't do that. I believe that anything you set your mind to, so long as you believe in yourself, you can accomplish it. As long as you believe in yourself and you know that that's your purpose and you have a greater purpose and you believe in that, you can achieve it. And it's a rare trait to have self-accountability for when you make a mistake, to not blame the other person, but to blame yourself and say, you know, how could I have done it better? What could I have done, or how can I learn from this so that way I can be better? I like when people share their mistakes with me because it's like, wow, I really appreciate you sharing that with me to a young guy like me. So that way I can, you know, perhaps protect myself from making that same mistake. Technically, how things are set up for me, I should be able to have every single excuse in the book to not succeed. I have a daughter. I actually have a daughter and another kid on the way. My wife's pregnant right now. I got married at 19. I should be having to just focus on a place to live and just pay my bills and work and try to be stable. But actually, I'm doing the opposite of that. I have this system where I put my back against the wall and make sure that I have no other option but to succeed. And so my family is my way of putting my back against the wall. And if I don't succeed, then I would then fail as a father. I would then fail as a husband. And I don't want to do that. I have these guys, I have my kids as my reason for what it is that I'm doing and for my greater purpose to create generational wealth.
All right. So Jay was, for Preston, is accountability. Jay, just don't make any excuses, right?
Yeah.
Like, excuses.
What's that saying? I don't care how you feel. Just do it. Right.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect.
Yeah. Awesome, guys. And I'm coming to the favorite part of the show, which is the roulette, the Naked Truth
roulette.
And let me know when you see the screen.
We're going to get the truth now.
All right. So I'm going to spin it once, and wherever it lands, I'm going to ask both of you that same question. All right.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Well, here we go. First spin here for Jade and Preston. All right. Well, Preston is married. So let's see if his wife's going to listen to this podcast, but we're going to go with Jade. So Preston has time to think about this. If you could take any celebrity on a date, who would it be?
Ah, that's tough. I would have to say, like, probably Megan Fox.
Megan Fox, okay. Yeah. Not a bad choice.
That's Machine Gun Kelly. That's Machine Gun Kelly's girl.
I know, but.
Can't steal his girl.
shoot your shot.
All right, Preston.
Well, so that way, if my wife is watching this and doesn't get frustrated with me, we don't want to provoke argument or anything. But before we were dating, I had a crush on Nina, the girl from Vampire Diaries.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. All right. Before you were married.
Before.
Nice.
Nice save, right?
Exactly. All right, guys. Yeah. Here we go. Second question. Let's see what we got. Second question. All right. Let's see what we got. All right. If you can hang out with any cartoon character, who would it be? Preston, go first.
You guys know Luffy from One Piece. It's an anime.
Oh, interesting.
Luffy is a very fun, spontaneous soul that just goes out there and does it. Just goes out there and does anything that they set their mind to. And I just love that. I just love that enthusiasm. Like, I'm going to go do it, and I don't care what anybody says. I'm going to do what I want because I want to do it.
Awesome. Cool. Jade.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I would just have to say, like, my favorite show as a kid was Scooby-Doo, so I'm just going to go with Fred.
That's cool. <man. laughs> That's the first time I hear that one. That's awesome. It's been a long time since I heard the word Scooby-Doo. That's a good one. All right, guys, last question. All right, let's see here. Last question on the Naked Truth Roulette. Oh, this one I put four times on my roulette. So in case I have a guest, hopefully 80% of the time we can ask the celebrity on a date question because it's what everybody wants to know. But we're not going to ask that because we already hit that. So let's hit with another one. All right. With two guys in their 20s, let me see what their favorite food is. Go for it, Jade.
I just have to go with quesadillas, I guess. I just love quesadillas. Okay.
Awesome. Preston?
Man, I love steak. You take me to a steakhouse, I'm sold.
Yeah, steak and quesadilla is probably top two.
How about a steak quesadilla, man? There you go. Thank you guys for being good sports and surviving the Naked Truth Roulette.
Appreciate it. Love watching your stuff. Thank you. I appreciate you having us on here.
Awesome. Hey, any last words before we end the show?
I just love your mission, just your vision for giving young folks like us an opportunity. I think it's awesome what you're doing, and I truly believe in you.
I appreciate that, Preston. It means a lot. Cool, guys.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you having us on here. Yeah, I appreciate it. Appreciate watching your stuff. I love what you're doing, so I appreciate you having us on here.
Thank you. It was a pleasure having both of you guys on the show. Check out at PW Capital Investments. Go to Instagram. Follow my TikTok. Jay does some cool dancing. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Right?
You can look us check up. Out. Money Talks also. Money Talks on YouTube. That's our podcast.
Money Talks on YouTube. Okay, awesome. Money Talks on YouTube. Check the link tree. Follow them. Young guys, they're going to do a lot of great things. They're already doing a lot of cool stuff. So if you guys don't know them, get to know them. Get to hang out with them. Join their network. Get on their email list. Thank you guys for being on the show. I am Javier Hinojo. I'm your host. Don't lose your shirt. Just as promised, I like to give out free stuff, some tools and tips that's actually helped me in my business. There's nothing out there like getting some free stuff that people have spent a lot of time, energy in putting together. It's like a referral. Somebody asked me for an electrician. You don't know what kind of brain damage I had to go through to give you this good referral for an electrician. You got to appreciate referrals from people, okay? Because they went through a lot to find that one good person. So I'm going to give you my due diligence template for buying apartment buildings. It's attached to monday.com. It is an affiliate link, so they're going to send me a kickback. Not a lot, but a little bit. But you can either download it as an Excel or you can put it on monday.com. Monday.com is pretty cool because it's a project management platform software. It's super cool. I use it all the time for my social media, for my team, tracking deals, doing tasks for everybody. It's actually pretty good. You can track construction. It's a project management platform. It's really cool. Monday, like the day, monday.com. So my due diligence checklist is there for free for you.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.